Auroville Film Festival 2011.
Human Unity!
Human Unity!
Human Unity!
From September 29th till October 3rd.
Human Unity!
So what did you like about the movie so far?
I like that they were all deeply connected to nature. This is for me also one of the basics, one of the bases of spirituality, to be connected to the rest of the creation.
Okay, and which community did you like most?
Oh, I can't say. I visited La Bourie a long time ago myself, and
La Bourie was one of the smallest.
Yeah, in southern France. There used to be two other communities connected to that, La Flessière, and I've been trying to think what the other one was. What I like about some of these communities is that they do folk dancing. Folk dancing is a wonderful community activity to get connected with the energy of other people in a peaceful and joyful manner. I think that's somewhere that Auroville is still going to go. We've had some rudimentary folk dances here, but it's not really a part of our life yet.
I was very touched by the fact that so many people feel exactly the way I feel towards the type of lifestyle we've developed in the 20th century and towards modern way of life and modern cities and roads and basically asphalt and concrete, and how much they need to be every day in close contact with earth, with land, with dearth, with stones and trees, because this is the core of my suffering, I think, all my life. And when I was a child living in Iran, I had this possibility to go to villages which were still not very developed. They were not developed, they were still like old times, because my grandmother was very interested in nature. She was a nature lover. So I've spent a lot of time in real contact with nature. And later, after the age of 20, I ended up living in more developed areas, including my own hometown, Tehran, and then later in Europe. And I developed a great dislike for this kind of living. I suffered a lot. And actually, this is how I ended up in Auroville, in the hope of being in a place where people... People have a new vision, and they want to get away from modernity, from aspects of modernity which is very harmful. But when I arrived in Auroville, I believed that Auroville was going in the right direction. I found a society that I found a city that looked like the city of my dreams, practically, with the high quality of living, but not developed in the way of concrete and asphalt. And unfortunately, I think ever since my arrival, virtually within 2-3 years, we started imposing what is called the master plan on what was real Auroville. And I am totally against it. I don't want to be part of this. and I live in a continuous in a conflict about this. I find myself in conflict with what's going on in all of it. Mm-hmm. I seem to know. I can't stop talking because this movie today about ecological villages in Europe suddenly gave me hope, and I thought, oh, there are so many people who feel this way, and there are other places also to go and share share this vision. So that's what I can tell you.
How did you like it?
Well, it was interesting because first I was living in this community, not exactly this one, but Carapa and Beneficio in Spain, before Auroville. So when I come here, I can come back in the past and remember some nice moment. Interesting because I can see the difference with what our work in Auroville and the work in other community. And for me, I can learn from their work, maybe bring something here also, and they may can learn about our work.
What did inspire you?
For some, oh yes, but I was living inside, and I know the limitation, so this is my personal view, to concentrate only on the ecologic part of the development. Without personal development, you can have nice vegetables, but if you eat your food without positive thinking, then your food becomes not very ecological. So it's why I was more interested with spiritual community or with some divine guideline than this just ecological community. It's very interesting, and some people are involved in personal development, but most of people, they just want to have a nice ecologic house, so they learn how to build ecologic house or nice ecological garden. But if we try to go more deep in the self-realization, there is no answer at this question, no technique for most of them, because I think about Lanza del Vasto, where I spent some time, very interesting, with some discipline inside, or this community of Krishna. But I know Tamera, I know Dzeg in Germany, and it's more ecological. So,
what's the Tamera?
Tamera, the founder tried to take another direction because he was in Dzeg before and went to Tamera. I can say it's well developing, but for me it's not it's not enough, but interesting.
I thought they had focus on self-development a lot.
Yes, I went in 2005, so I think from this time it changed a little bit. So I can speak only about 2005, but even at this time it was not so much people. I think now it's much more. But I think, for example, in Auroville, what we have to learn is about ecology and for the house, for example, I think in Europe they are much more in advance than us. So, it's very interesting to have this movie and to be here.
I think what inspired me is that people are actually striving to live in a community and live together in different ways, and that it is still happening and we haven't lost hope yet, even though some succeed and some don't. And it looks like the way of the future.
So.
Which one inspired you most?
So many different. The one in Spain. I think it was so basic, so simple, and then and still people managed to live, you know, with basically so modest conditions, and they look so happy. And this really inspired me because we tend to look for something comfortable, and they look so happy with what they have. And I think it's the most basic community that I've seen, and the most open one that I've seen so far, that people just live together, no written agenda or no something, just because they want to live close to nature and close to each other.
What do you think about the film festival so far? Do you think it's a good idea?
Well, we've only just started. The movies I saw yesterday evening, the one about Ali and the ball, touched me very, very deeply. And I think it's a wonderful idea. And I noticed that this year it's quite in decorated and all that, and then some live dancing and Erna doing something this evening, and perhaps better coordinated than last year. So I think it's a good idea.